following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do or dare.
Chance to do or dare.
He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger!
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith in the honor held high.
Faith in the honor held high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on its way. The kick is good. Oh,
can you hate it?
No, we got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass. You know, smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Kept Kinney in the top of the eye. Taggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count, here he gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side, touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead. 34-31, oh man, woman and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Turns, hands it off to Burkhead, right up the middle, drives, he's in. Nebraska, Rex Burkhead, rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this. It always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
The snap to Tommy and they give him the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Martinez, an 80-yard scamper, his third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhusker scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. Because nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Tanner, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won. Eric Haig knocked
survived in overtime. In aim.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes the tackle. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
Good Friday morning, everyone. The Duck and Daddy Show with you on the road at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth hits the road again for multiple times here over the next couple of weeks, and we're glad to have you along with us as we're ready for week two of Nebraska football taking on Fresno State tomorrow night. We invite all of the college and NFL football right here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill, where the game and the grill are always on. Join us for lunch today. It's a half-pound burger.
Half-pound.
You won't even, large. You won't even need two of them.
No. No, you know what? I'll go for one and a half, but still a great price, $5.99.
Right. That is today's lunch special for the game tomorrow, $11 buckets, jello shots after Husker touchdowns, and we'll see how many Husker touchdowns there's going to be when we make our predictions a little bit later on in the show. We invite you to come up and join us. We're going to have our pigskin pick'em today. We're going to talk with the voice of Fresno. And we've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the Huskers. We take a look at last night's game and take a look at UNK, Hastings College, and the high school scene, both football and volleyball. But what a game to start the season last night, Tony. If my prediction should somehow pass, I picked Green Bay and New Orleans to be in the NFC. A lot of offense between those two teams. That would be an exciting way to finish off the season in the NFC.
Yeah, you're wondering if the defenses, if training camp you know, affected defenses a lot more than offense. I don't think he had two great quarterbacks and some great playmakers out there. Who'd have thought Darren Sproles would revitalize his career the first night? He looked outstanding. You get the first guy ever born in the 90s. And that's an amazing statistic right there to play in the NFL. I mean, the younger, you know, these kids are just coming around.
Was that Cobb?
Randall Cobb, yes. Randall Cobb, the first player ever to play that was born with a 1990 as a birthday. Unbelievable start to his career, showing when he returned that. I think Mike McCarthy probably would have killed him, because you go back and they've got the lines drawn in the end zone. He's a good 8 yards. When they say eight, I thought that was a conservative estimate. Could not believe he brought that ball out. What a return, though. One of the highlight plays of the year already in the NFL. I think people love the scoring. They love the playmaking. The outside shoulder throw. Very few quarterbacks. I think there's only six of them that are confident. Even the Jennings first touchdown, to me, it was just that poor defensive back had absolutely no idea. It was just a beautiful throw. Great football play. Come back, boom, touchdown. Easy touchdown. 6 points, and then the scoring rolled from there. I thought it was a very exciting game. It's great to see the NFL back. Kid Rock started off, by the way. Great show by him.
And then he gets stuffed at the one-yard line where you get an opportunity on the final play of the game to possibly score and at least give yourself a chance. They could have tied the football game. 42-42 overtime. They couldn't have asked for any more than that. And then the 42-34 Green Bay with the win. But again, and we'll see this all on Monday, everything is going to be blown out of proportion. It's the first game. It's the first game. Randall Cobb will not have – that's not. He's not going to do that 15 more times this season. Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees may do that. The defenses will get better. And, Daddy, it's already boring on the kickoffs. Yes, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God a couple of guys ran it out. You know what? We're going to run down the field on kick coverage, and nobody's going to be running it out anyway. Oh, crap, here he comes. And you're caught flat-footed. You're not where you're supposed to be. It'll be interesting to see on all those returns when you do bring it out. And this is my contention, and I know football coaches will call me crazy, but seriously, is there that much difference in this day and age with the way these kickers are, whether you start at the 14 or the 20?
Now, and I would say in last night's ball game, I think there was zero difference the way both teams were moving the football. When you look at situations like maybe a Carolina – Buffalo Bills.
If you're playing the Baltimore Ravens and you're so worried about a 5 yard place on the field, then you're not a good football team, and it's just too damn bad. You need the opportunity to return the kicks to give yourself a chance. If your offense, it's kind of a double edged sword. If your offense is that bad, you better give yourself a chance on some of those kick returns.
And might be one of the few opportunities you have for a big play.
Right. More teams. I hope more teams don't just say, well, if it's 5 yards deep, kneel on it. Bring the damn thing out. Let's have some excitement. I mean, again, Seriously, if it's on the goal line, you're going to bring it out. If it's 5 yards deep, you're not. The difference between the 15 and the 20-yard line.
Yeah, obviously, everybody's going to be talking about this, and it's going to be a huge deal. You know what? They're going to make more out of this than they made about the roof in Dallas with the punter and hitting the score. You know what I mean? Remember that when that happened? They did this to avoid the big collisions and the big hits that everybody was so concerned about, people getting hauled off the field. That's what the NFL did. So they said, okay, let's move the kick up. Basically, they're taking the kick up out of the equation. Now, Alex Henry's going to kick the thing through the goalpost. Is he not? I mean, are the kickers like that? They're going to just bang the thing through the goalpost?
He's going to have that opportunity to do so, and we saw a couple last night that made it through the end zone. So we'll see. Still got a full weekend of football, and we've got tomorrow a triple header on Sunday in the NFL, and then the Monday night doubleheader. It's full of football all weekend long right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Our college football action gets underway at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Of course, College Game Day. Chris Fowler, Kirk Herbstreit, Lee Corso from 9 to 11. Then it's Auburn, Mississippi State. And then we're going to follow that up with Alabama taking on Penn State, which would be huge for the Big Ten if Penn State could pull off that upset. And tomorrow night, it's Michigan, Notre Dame, and our NFL tripleheader on Sunday gets going at 12 noon with Pittsburgh, Baltimore, followed by the Redskins, Giants, and then the Sunday night game will be the Cowboys and the Jets. The doubleheader on Monday, you've got New England taking on Miami in the early game, Oakland and Denver. Game. So a ton of football, and of course tonight, high school football, and we should have some very good ones, including the one we'll be at, Tony. Kearney, Grand Island at Foster Field. Foster Field will be busy. Kearney, Grand Island tonight, then UNK tomorrow, home opener against Northeastern State out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, Northeastern Oklahoma State, I came past the field earlier today. They're already in town this morning. They were working out this morning in their green jerseys and black shorts. Kind of interesting that they're here this early. I figured they're
kind of interesting that you know that.
I just went by the
doctor.
I was waiting for him this morning early.
Wow.
It was awkward when I pulled up. I was the only one there.
Wow.
Had my tent. No, I didn't have my tent set up. But wow. Yeah, they're getting their workout in. They'll relax the rest of the day, and hopefully they'll take their loss tomorrow and go home. Loafers come out.
It's the open tomorrow as well for Hastings College against Dort, 1 o'clock, 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, have it all for you tomorrow.
You know, prep football is huge in the state of Nebraska. A lot of people interested in what goes on in the high school scene, and it doesn't matter what class. It really gets small towns involved, especially when you're rolling out. You know, Sargent's all fired up this year. Gilner's been fired up for a long time about the teams they've had, especially when you're good. But I don't, you know, Kearney, you know, well, some teams just stink, and nobody's really fired up about it.
Omaha. Brian.
Yeah, stinks. They're not fired up for football. But a lot of people are fired up. And Doug, just being out last night a little bit, that was the first thing people thought, are you guys doing, people asked, are you guys doing the Kearney Grand Island game? Yeah, they go, what do you think? I don't remember being asked, even when Kearney make a state championship run down the stretch, yeah, there's some big games. And there's always talk, Kearney and Grand Island. My friend Derek from morning and said, hey, are you guys doing that game? I said, yeah. He said, what do you think? There's always that talk with the
hey, thanks for listening, Derek.
With the fan, there's always the people that are really involved. But the fringe people, they're starting to take notice. And Grand Island, for the publicity they've been receiving, and it's been great publicity, and they've got a great team over there. Not many people giving the Bearcats a chance. I'll be honest with you, just the general talk out there. Not many people giving the Bearcats a chance. I don't know if they're forgetting the Bearcats won 10 in a row, but a lot of talk about this game.
Well, Tony, and again, this is where I have to walk that fine line. This radio show is supposed to be a place to be opinionated, to say what you think, and then yet tonight you're trying to be fair to all the kids that play the game, all the coaches that play the game, and to both communities. But, Tony, if Grand Island doesn't beat Kearney tonight, when are they ever going to beat them? I mean, I'm not saying that Kearney is bad. It's just that Grand Island, this is supposed to be their year, put it in the quotes if you want to. I mean, you've lost years in a row, I think it's 11 or 12 games because you have playoffs in there. If you don't get Bearcats tonight, all of a sudden it's just like, well, how good can we possibly be? And they've made it into the playoffs, and they've beat Metro teams, but they can't beat Kearney. And Brandon Cole.
We seem to have lost the guys. We'll try to catch them up to them here in just a second. We'll be right back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Have a better day.
Only
Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle. Valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Just imagine the feeling you'll have each time you come home to a house that's been totally made over from floor to ceiling.
You know what you want, and Floor to Ceiling can help you get there with incredible quality, affordable selection, and service to you that's unmatched in the area.
You'll find all the brand name manufacturers of America's finest interior products.
Kitchens and baths, flooring, decor, and more. Floor to Ceiling at their temporary location, 2716 Old Highway 30, just south of their original building in Grand Island. Or visit them at floortoceilinggi.com.
Friday night means exciting high school football action, and we've got it for you right here and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will host North Platte St. Pat's. On ESPN 1550, Hastings High takes on Holdridge. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central travels to Aurora. And on the FM dial, Kearney High hosts Grand Island on Classic Hits 98.9, while St. Cecilia hosts Blue Hill on the Breeze 94.5. It's high school football action coming your way live Friday night.
Today, skies will become partly cloudy, light winds, and our highs nearing 79. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54. Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a storm in the afternoon and a high reaching to near 80. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 68.
Sexy can, just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a light.
Second down, he's still back with you here at Church Sports Bar and Grill. Apologize for the interruption there, but we were talking a little high school football, a handful of games last night. Millard West, 65. Omaha Bryan, 0. Elwood Murdoch over Nebraska City Lords, 19-14. Norfolk Catholic over West Point Beamer, 56-7. St. Edward over North Loup Scotia Elba, 60-25. But we've got a ton of games tonight. Grand Island Kearney, Classic Hits, 98-9. We've got Kearney Catholic North Platte St. Pat's on ESPN 1460. Adams Central takes on Aurora on ESPN 1550. Hastings and Holdridge on 1230 KHAS. And Blue Hill St. Cecilia is on the Breeze, 94.5. And Pleasant and Loomis, there's a top 10 team or top 10 matchup tonight in D2. So action continues to roll along. And coming up later on in the show, our pigskin picking will give you a chance to put us 0-2 on the season. Sean beat us down last week, and he gets the big Dally Dally certificate and ends up being, of course, into the finals for our grand prize, which we'll tell you about sometime.
And don't forget, my selection away.
Oh, my goodness. We had a 3-0 weekend. Now you got to pick the pros.
Well, we hit another one last night with the overs.
Yes, we did. Paul Leffler, the voice of Fresno State, going to join us here in just a little bit. But, Daddy, if you're getting ready to get out there and tailgate, it's tailgate time, and don't screw it up. Get your meat, get your fish, get your snacks. Get it all at Troutman's.
Whether you're going to the local game, whether you're going to Hastings Bronco game, or whether you're headed to Lincoln, you're right, Doug. Vacuum pack all your meat to your specification. You want to impress somebody coming from out of town? They will custom cut your meat. You want 2.5-inch ribeyes? Boom, you got 2.5-inch ribeyes. Do whatever you want. Troutman's Flying Meat, T-Bone is waiting for you out front. Plus,
so if you want to impress somebody from out of town, they'll customize your meat.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Kerry's not afraid to.
All right, cool.
You're right in the middle of it.
I smell another endorsement coming on.
Right out of the smokehouse as well. Brats, andouille sausage, jalapeno brats, State Fair brats, which are my personal favorites. Get them all today. Troutman's Quality Meats plus great beer and wine selection as well to go with it. Pick up everything you need for all your tailgate needs right at Troutman's Quality Meats.
And you're going to be wanting to go early tomorrow, depending on where you're at. Maybe the early tailgate for the Huskers, or you're getting up and getting ready to go to UNK or Hastings. Get that bacon. Get morning going all the time. Oh, BLT, you can even take those with you. The BLTs are good anytime.
I'm going to be coming around for you on the tomatoes, too.
Right before the first snow hits.
Right before the freeze.
And don't forget, if you're with us today, come on up to Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy a little lunch and get ready for football, college, NFL. They are your home to watch football. Paul Leffler is going to join us here in just a little bit, the voice of Fresno State. But taking a look at what else went on last night, Tony. I don't get it. Volleyball. We've got to mention that a little bit. Grand Island Central Catholic is just smoking SCOTUS. And then SCOTUS turns it around after being down 2-0. They lose the second set 25-8. And they come back and smoke Grand Island Central Catholic, two of the top three teams or top five teams, I guess, depending on how you look at it. I mean, and none of those sets were even close. It's 15-4 in the fifth, and SCOTUS beat Central Catholic for their first loss of the year.
Yeah, actually, you know, you read those scores out to me last night. I was thinking, well, you know, Central Catholic used, you know, just putting people away. And you're used to seeing, if you see a 25-8 score, you're used to that next set being 25-11 or whatever. It's just over. The team kind of lays down after being down 2-0. SCOTUS battles back and finds a way to beat Central Catholic. And I'd like to go back over the years, and I'm sure Sharon Zavala would have that stat. How many times them being up 2-0 in the last 10 years have they lost? I bet that would be less than three.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. 25-17, 25-8, Central Catholic wins the first two sets. Then 25-15, 25-16, 15-4, SCOTUS wraps it up. Kearney beats Hastings High. Kearney Catholic beats Adams Central. And Nebraska beats Creighton, but even one of the sets goes 26-24. They sweep it. John Cook's got to be scratching his head. I think we have already found out that this is about as weak a Nebraska volleyball team as are in the top 10. This is about as weak as we've seen them come out of the gate in a long, long time. They play St. Mary's tonight. If you're going down to watch some football, you can catch Husker for tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the NU Coliseum against St. Mary's and then Weber State.
Yeah, I think you're right on the Nebraska volleyball scene, Doug. I think he's got to be wondering right now, all this talent, probably getting people to mesh together and play as a team is obviously what they're struggling with right now. And they did take care of business. So, you know, you said 26-24. One tight match. The other ones they took care of, but they get it over within three. I think as the year goes, you know, you're going to see this team make great strides. As many young people as they get on the court, it just takes a while to adapt to that level and style of volleyball.
Well, coming up later on in the show, we're going to pick somebody here from the crowd at Jerseys to go pick them with us today and give them a chance to be a winner with our college football games of the week. Iowa State, Danny. Is that one of your picks, by the way, for later?
No, it is not. No, it is not, but I know that game goes with 11 because I know our friend Russ is going to be right in his chair. He already informed me of that this morning. So one of those huge, huge backyard brawls, I guess. Is it, would you consider that a backyard brawl, or is that backyard brawl stuff more for the South? I don't think it.
Oklahoma State looked pretty good last night.
Well, for two quarters, the first and the fourth. I mean, you know, you think they're dominating this game. This game's over in the first quarter. They're going up and down the field, Brad and Wheaton, looking exceptional. And then all of a sudden, they, you know, obviously, I'm sure Coach Gundy's going to say, hey, we're trying to play four quarters of football here, and we didn't do that. But they let Arizona climb back in the game and then delivered the knockout blow late in the game. But, yeah, they showed that. How about the pass to the receiver Blackman? A little tough to defend that pass in the end zone.
You can still give us a buzz today, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and email the Net Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. We're live here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill on the north edge of Kearney. Come up and see us for today. The lunch special is a half-pound burger and a side for $5.95. They've got daily lunch specials under $6. And don't forget the always popular late-night happy hour, Monday through Thursday nights, from 9 to 11. That fits right in there for Monday Night Football as well, especially since this Monday, the second game doesn't kick off till after 9. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. And as you pointed out to me yesterday, Daddy, when we made our Super Bowl picks, Stan chimes in. Hey, Doug, just in case you didn't know, the Colts moved out of Baltimore a long time ago. No more Baltimore Colts.
Very true, Stan. We appreciate that email. I informed Douglas of that right after the show. We were running late, and he tried to fit that in, yes. But thanks for pointing that out, nonetheless.
That's the Ravens
in Baltimore.
If the team from Baltimore wins the Super Bowl, I would be right for once. Again, I took Baltimore to win over New Orleans, and Daddy took the Jets to lose to Atlanta in kind of a weird deal. But that's fine. That's cool. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk with Paul Leffler, the voice of Fresno State. Then we're going to do our pick'em. Daddy's going to give us his selection. So that's all coming up as well. Tony, what game are you really looking forward to on Sunday?
On Sunday, let's back up to Saturday. Of all the action going on Saturday,
all right.
I'm going to pick a Saturday game first. Since joining the Big Ten, after last year, Alabama takes care of Penn State 24-3. After they destroy Michigan State in the bowl game and they basically embarrass the Big Ten, I think it's got to be Penn State and Alabama. Aren't all Big Ten eyes going to be on that game just to see if the Big Ten can even compete with one of those teams that heralded as such one of the elite teams in all the land? I think that's a huge game for Saturday. These games I'm interested in, I think it comes down to, obviously, being a fan of the Cowboys facing the Jets right away, that's one of the games that I'm really interested in. Everybody's talking about the Jets all offseason. Everybody thinks they're picking up pieces of the puzzle for the Super Bowl run. That's an interesting game. I'm interested in seeing Detroit, for instance, at Tampa Bay. I think that's an interesting game on Sunday to watch because everybody's talking about is Tampa Bay or is Detroit going to make that next step and make a playoff run? And some people are saying that Josh Freeman, he's going to make that next step into those elite quarterbacks and get a pretty good core around him built. And after last year, what Raheem Morris is doing down there, it's interesting. Well, there are just a couple, but you can go right down the list. I'll be interested.
Looks like we lost the guys again. They joined Paul Westfall. Let's hear Fresno State and what the Huskers have on tap.
It's here tomorrow, Daddy. Fresno State rolls in. Obviously, Husker fans a little more excited about this football game than they were last week. And Fresno State, a name that everybody knows, a football team that does not shy away from playing some good football teams and hitting the road. And they got a little different start to the season than the Big Red did, putting Cal up last week, and now they hit the road to come to Lincoln.
Anyone, anytime, anywhere. That's been the marquee of this football team for quite some time now. The play-by-play voice of the Fresno State Bulldogs, Paul Leffler, joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Thank you so much for letting us catch up with you. And your thoughts on your initial assessment, I guess, of the Fresno State Bulldogs.
Well, I think it's a little early to really know. I think fans out here are disappointed that the Bulldogs didn't beat Cal in the opener. Cal was coming off a losing season. Even though the game was in the Bay Area, Fresno State had more fans at the game than Cal did. They had the quarterback that everyone expects great things out of, and Derek Carr. But it didn't all translate to a win. And, you know, I think some injuries snowballed on them. I think some inexperience showed in that game. And talk about a test. I mean, they're upgrading this week and facing the Nebraska team that you guys can tell me how good the Huskers are. But I think fans right now are hoping Fresno State can pull off an upset, but I don't know how optimistic they are at this point.
Well, obviously the defense is going to be the big difference in this football game, I would think, but let's go back to your quarterback. As folks are starting to find out, it's David Carr's little brother, Derek, but 21 completions, yet only 142 yards. That says a lot of dinking and dunking. Is that exactly what it was?
Yeah, and 56 yards came on one pass play. That takes away from it even more. It was a lot of, you know, short passes, a lot of lateral passes, stuff that didn't take a lot of time to develop. And I think that was because of what happened with the offensive line. They lost their starting center three plays in. As a result, they moved their right guard to center, their right tackle to right guard, and brought in somebody who'd never played before to play right tackle. So it was a little bit of the musical lineman thing going on against a really sound defensive team in Cal. And I think the coaching staff was determined to keep Derek Carr healthy for the Huskers. I think that was a big part of it. So I don't know if we'll see a similar approach in this game or if they open it up a little more. I think they might try to establish the running game to a greater degree than we saw against Cal. So I think people are cautiously optimistic that there's more in the tank for this Fresno State squad.
Sounds like the center/guard, and now the left in the third place, I guess he was a center, will not play in the Nebraska game. So more shifting and young players having to play a bigger role than they probably wanted to early in the season.
Absolutely. And really that goes on both sides of the ball. I think maybe the biggest factor for Fresno State in that opening week was losing their biggest defensive playmaker 3 days before the game in an injury that happened in practice. Phillip Thomas, a junior safety who had the best size in the secondary, the best speed in the secondary, you know, with their career leader in interceptions in terms of the active roster, and the guy who could really change things in a game, he got hurt 3 days before the game and is probably out for the year. So that, you know, put them in a position where they had to play guys who didn't have game experience. And how much did those guys on both sides of the ball grow up in that one game against Cal? I think that's what is going to be answered, at least to some extent, against the Huskers.
Talk about the voice of the Fresno State Bulldogs, Paul Leffler, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Excitement can go a long way, Paul. How excited is Fresno? How excited are the coaches and the players, or does it seem to you how excited they are to come out to Lincoln and have this opportunity?
I think they've been excited for a long time. You know, I can remember when it was announced that Fresno State would have a series with Nebraska. They're excited to have the Huskers come here in a couple of years, but I think people are really fired up about this matchup. And Pat Hill will tell you, the way he gets players to come to Fresno State is the schedule that he plays. And it's a game like this with it. When he goes into a recruit's home and tells them, you're going to be on national TV against a nationally ranked team and a place that's sold out every game since the Kennedy administration, you know, that's a big selling point. And that's why a lot of these kids came to Fresno State. So here's their opportunity to prove they can play with the big boys.
Doug, anyone, anytime, anywhere during the intro, you know, that's the slogan. But this team has victories. Kansas State, Georgia Tech, UCLA, Rutgers, Illinois twice. Not only do they play teams, they win some of these games. And, you know, that's what Fresno State wants to do. They continue to do this. Do the players, do you feel, in being around them this week, feel they have a real chance to come in here and slay a dragon?
I think they do. You know, I think they watch film and they see what Taylor Martinez did last week, and I think Taylor Martinez is a marked man. You know, those guys on defense, they want a shot at him. They faced some pretty good running quarterbacks the last few years. Nobody did more damage against them than Colin Kaepernick, who was tremendous for Nevada. And I think they take this as a challenge, that they have something to prove on the offensive side of the ball. They know how good that Nebraska defense is. They certainly know about Jared Crick. They know about the talented secondary. And they want to prove that they're as good as those guys. Fresno State hasn't beaten a top 10 team. You mentioned some of the big BCS schools that Fresno State has beaten, but the last time Fresno State beat a top 10 team was when Derek Carr's big brother was the quarterback, and they had that great start in 2001. So Derek has said many times he wants to finish what his brother started, and here's his chance to take a step in that direction.
You mentioned the defense for this team. Now, Husker coaches are going to say they don't know the kid's name, but they do know number 77, Logan Harrell. They call number 77 is all everybody's talking about in Lincoln this week. Your thoughts about Logan as a defensive tackle?
Yeah, he's really grown into a tremendous player. I think going into last year, no one expected much out of him. Then in the opener against Cincinnati, he had 3.5 sacks in a game that Fresno State dominated. Last year, I think there was some question, how much of it is Logan Harrell, and how much is he feeding off the guy on the outside, Chris Carter, who had such a tremendous year? Well, Chris Carter's in the NFL now, and Logan Harrell still showed in that Cal game that he's a force to be reckoned with, and maybe he's even bigger and stronger and more skilled as a senior. He's just got that tenacity, whether they line him up interior or on the outside. He has a knack for getting to the quarterback and for disrupting the offense, and I think he'll have a chance of doing that against the Huskers too.
Of the Fresno State Bulldogs, Here live on the Doug and Daddy Show. We just lost cell service with him. Stop up at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill where their half-pound cheeseburger awaits you and a side for only $5.95. That's your lunch specials going on. Game specials tomorrow include $11 buckets, plus Jello shots free after every Husker score. Don't forget Monday through Thursday, the late-night happy hour, 9 to 11, right here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill, where the game and the grill are always on. We'll take a short break and be back more after this.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head & Shoulders. Mauer knows Head & Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world!
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head & Shoulders. 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today's skies will become partly cloudy, light winds, and our highs nearing 79. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54. Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a storm in the afternoon and a high reaching to near 80. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 68.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud 9, my head's in the sky. I'm
Doug and Daddy Show back with you from Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. The game and the grill are always on when you're up and join us for lunch on this Friday. And, of course, more importantly, after your high school game tonight, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic are both at home. Maybe you want to check something out before you go to the game. After you go to the game, it's right here. Get yourself a quick little something to bite to eat. It's up for the whole family. And then, of course, Saturday and Sunday, college and football, $11 buckets during the Husker game tomorrow night. Jello shots when Nebraska scores touchdowns. It's fun times here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Volleyball action. UNK's Fall Classic is underway at the Health and Sports Center. The local game coming up against Black Hill State at 12 noon. They're getting 4 games in, everybody is, and Hastings College with their quality in classic underway as well in Hastings at the Lynn Farrell Arena. Last but not least will be our NFL pick'em coming up here in just a little bit, and Daddy's selections in just a moment. But last night worked out. Chance to see that Big Ten special with Bo Pelini step into my office, is what it's called. Interesting.
Good.
We're still fighting technical difficulties. We'll get you the guys right after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
Jersey Sports Bar and Grill, right here on the north side of Kearney. Check them out directly across from the mall in the strip mall here. It's time for my selection, but don't forget, stop in and check out the half-pound burger special inside for $5.95. And don't forget the game tomorrow, $11 buckets going on all day long at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Oh, also late night happy hour, 9 to 11. 9 to 11 happy hour, does the game better than that? Daily lunch specials, buckets under $6. Perfect for you. Stop in Jersey.
You know, we're doing this the old-fashioned way. I'm over there trying to win some money at Keno so we can buy some new phone equipment. We apologize for the problems today. That's on our side. That's our fault. We apologize for that. But we're getting through the Doug and Daddy show, so maybe I can hit some Keno. What do you think?
I know you can try it. I know you'll hit it, but you can try it. It's all about picking right now. But why don't you go with my pro and NFL selections right now? You've been laying them on a 4-4-4 run. 4-4-4. I don't know if I've ever been on a 4-4 run. I've been 5-1 several weeks, but never. I've been 0-4 or 5-2. So I'm going to start in the college ranks. Remember when I used to pick against Washington State, Doug, because they were so terrible? And they were so terrible. But the Cougars were just terrible, terribly bad. Well, right now, UNLV is 0-9 on the road. 4-9 is a non-conference visitors. Do you realize last week the Cougars rolled up 28 first downs and 590 yards in their opener? The home team in Vegas games 15-3. Guess where this game's at? Oh, it's in Washington State. It's in the Apple State. Yeah, that's right. Lay the 14 points and take Washington State. Virginia Tech minus 17.5 at East Carolina. Minus 17.5. This absolute defense is a complete utter abomination. You would think Kevin Cosgrove is running it, folks. The Pirate Deke is up 54 points per game. It's last seven. Hokies on a 15-3 run against the spread. Lots of points in this one, but the Hokies lay the 17.5 in the third game. Northern Illinois at Kansas. Northern Illinois at Kansas. Amazingly enough, Northern Illinois 11-2 against the spread by 204 points. Minus 6. 3 favorites in the college ranks. Northern Illinois minus 6 versus the Jayhawks. Virginia Tech minus 17.5, and Washington State minus 14. College is the only place I like to lay points. I love the underdogs, but not in college this week. Lay the points. Washington State, Virginia Tech, Northern Illinois. And in the pros, it's pretty simple. Now I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
Now get ready, folks. This is double back Sunday.
Yeah, it is double back Sunday. Atlanta at Chicago and New York at Washington. Don't forget, no big deal. Chicago plus a 3, Washington plus a 3. Is the game better than that? 2 home dogs in the NFL. It's pretty simple, folks. 2 home dogs in the NFL at Chicago, at Washington. The fans are fired up for the start of this NFL season. You're fired up for the start of the NFL season. Why the home team? Why are there home team dogs? There shouldn't be home team dogs. Look for these teams both to win these games outright. Check it out. Washington, you're going to be following all your Huskers teams. Everybody's down on Washington. They're making fun of Daniel Snyder and what he does. I'm telling you right now, the Washington Redskins have an opportunity to shock Eli Manning. By the way, Eli Manning also on a run, 113 or something consecutive starts. That's a record for the New York Giants. Peyton Manning, his brother, now with the surgery, gone, and that streak's going to come to an end. What is going on with those Manning boys? They find a way to stay healthy. Maybe they avoid hits better than the rest of them, but that's an amazing, amazing deal. I think, there's a lot of great football going on, but the 5 selections, 3 in college, 2 in the pros, Washington State, Virginia Tech, Northern Illinois, Chicago, and Washington.
Wait. Atlanta's going to win the Super Bowl, but they're not going to get it done tomorrow?
Well, they're going to get beat the first week, and that's, something that, you got to deal with. And then we'll go back home, we'll regroup. We'll get Michael Turner rolling there. We'll get Roddy White rolling there. It's going to be tough to roll. I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be tough to roll at Chicago. At Chicago, very, very difficult place to play. Every place is tough to play on the road, but Chicago is one of those that ranks probably in the top 4 or 5 places you don't want to go. Now, the weather's not as bad as it will be in December in Chicago, but nonetheless, interestingly enough, that we got a chance to take care of business.
I told you we would find somebody here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill to make picks with us today for our Big Daddy Deli's pick of the week. And I just turned, I said, let's find somebody that,
doesn't know much.
Well, yeah, somebody that doesn't know anything about football. And we found Jim from Shelton Gibbon. And we've asked him to come make some picks with us today. And so we're going to have Jim slide in here and make some picks with us, because I heard that every once in a while he thinks that you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that happens with several people, not just Jim. So but they have 4 for 4, Jim, lately. I mean, you've been playing them, obviously.
Yeah, well, who isn't? Who hasn't been just getting right on your bandwagon at the beginning of the year, because we know you're solid year in and year out. Jimmy, what's up, man? What'd you have for lunch today?
Good old burger and fries.
There you go. The half-pound burger inside for only $5.95 as we're here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Let's get into the selections while we've got a good connection here back home. Iowa, Iowa State. Who you got, Jimmy?
I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to take Iowa State.
Daddy?
I'm going to take the Hawkeyes. I'm a Big Ten fan now.
Yeah, this makes me ill, but I'll circle Iowa. Here to start the triple header tomorrow on ESPN, Mississippi State at Auburn. Daddy, I'm going to take Auburn. What about you?
You know what? Mississippi State played so well last week, came up short. Auburn, look, you know what? I'm going to take Mississippi State.
How about you, Jim?
I'm going Auburn.
All right, Hawaii at Washington. I've got Colorado on here as the next selection, too. I didn't get to watch the entire football game from start to finish, but Colorado hung in there at Hawaii, so now Hawaii hits the road to take on Nebraska's next opponent, Washington, and the spread is like a touchdown or less right now, Daddy. What do you think?
I'm going to take Washington at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Washington, Jimmy.
I'm going to take Washington also.
California at Colorado. Okay, California looked like they crushed Fresno State, but when you break it down, 4 big plays really is what they had in that football game, and they put up the points. Colorado, they're not going to have a whole lot of chances to win in the Pac-12. So, Jimmy, who you got, California or Colorado?
I'm going to go Colorado.
I'm going to take California. Daddy, okay. I took Colorado last week. I probably won't take him again the rest of the
year. Yeah, I'm going to take California also.
North Carolina State at Wake Forest. I have no idea. I'll take the home team, Wake Forest. Daddy?
You know what?
That's where Russell Wilson came from, right?
Yeah.
North Carolina State, so they can't be good anymore.
I'm going to take North Carolina State.
Jimmy, you know more than me. Who you take?
Boy, I don't know about that one. I'm going to go NC State also.
TCU at Air Force. Could they really have been as bad as they were last week? Daddy, who you got?
Boy, I think they're certainly shore that defense up, but how much can you shore it up? It looked like Kevin Cosgrove was running the place. So
no, he's at Akron.
Oh, he's at Akron, yeah.
Amazing. Jimmy, who you got, TCU or Air Force?
TCU.
And I am going to take TCU. South Carolina at Georgia, big game in the SEC. Who you like in this one, Jimmy?
Georgia.
Daddy.
Yo. you know, the fight you think.
I'll pick the old ball coach. Mark Richt might be on his way out. I mean, you know what? It's not a bad loss when you lose to Boise State. Get off of him. Now, maybe they just didn't play that well, and they were behind 28-7. They tried to finish strong and make it look respectable. But losing to Boise State, even if it is so-called in your home area, Boise State's a good football team. I'm going to take South Carolina anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia at home.
Utah at Southern Cal. Utah's first game of the Pac-12. Who do you like?
Give me the Utes.
Jimmy?
Definitely Southern California.
I'm going to take Utah just because Southern Cal. Yeah, but that would be cool to see them beat Minnesota by only two and then just get rolled by Utah. Two games to go. BYU at Texas. Jimmy, can they do it 2 years in a row? Who you got?
Texas.
2 weeks in a row.
Texas.
Daddy?
I got Texas as well.
It's going to be – the thing here is it's going to be too hard for BYU to go off the road and win two tough games back-to-back weeks. I want to take BYU, and so I shall, even though Texas will win this game. Notre Dame at Michigan wraps up our triple header tomorrow night. First game ever under the lights for Michigan. They hope that they can play some football this week without being interrupted by the weather. Jimmy, who you like, the Irish or Michigan?
Michigan.
I will take Notre Dame. Daddy?
I'm not sorry, Ken. I can't do it again. I took that failure of an outfit last week. I got to take Michigan.
I got way too many road teams this week. 7 of the 10 I've got for road teams. It's time for the tiebreaker, and the way we've been picking, Daddy, I don't even know why we need one. We just will put Jim in the finals because he's going to kick our butts. But Fresno State at Nebraska, I have got my prediction wrote down right here. What are you thinking, Jimmy?
Total points?
Yep, total points.
I'm going to go 58.
Daddy?
I've got 55 wrote down.
Okay, I'm going on the low end here. It was 40-7 last week. I say it's 41-7 this week. Fresno State can't move the ball. Their offensive line is not good. You just heard that from Paul Leffler, the voice of Fresno State. Their defense, it doesn't really matter. I just think Nebraska finds a way to put some points up. Maybe Nebraska won't get to 41, but Fresno State's not getting to double digits unless they have a defensive or a special teams touchdown. So I'm going 41-7, 48 total points.
Okay, I'm going to retract my 55 points. Because I just said.
Cheater.
I had an epiphany. I remember.
Didn't she sing I Think We're Alone?
Yes.
I thought so.
That was an epiphany.
Yeah.
Also, I just realized that, yes, we still have the Nebraska offense. 21-3. I got 24 total points.
Jimmy, thanks for coming over. Enjoy the rest of the weekend here at Jersey's. Best of luck, because I know you probably already are a winner.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. As we're winding down things here on the Doug and Daddy Show, whatever you're doing, whether it's high school football, college football, the NFL, volleyball, or cross-country soccer, it's all there for you. Enjoy your weekend as we're winding down our time. And remember to come up to Jersey's today for a half-pound burger and a side for only $5.95. And again, tomorrow it's Husker game day, 6 o'clock kickoff. 6:07 kickoff, 6 o'clock coverage of the Big Ten Network, $11 buckets. It's always comfortable here at Jersey's. Cello shots when the Huskers score. And don't forget their late-night happy hours Monday through Thursday from 9 to 11. Merritt, anything else that we need to touch on today here in the last couple minutes?
No, I think we're good.
There's Merritt. Always nice to hear from Merritt. Don't forget, follow what's going on in the high school scene tonight. Football, PlatteRiverPreps.com, plus a ton of new pictures of the games that we've been at and the events we've been at, no matter what it is, football, volleyball, all the other sports, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. You want to know about Minden softball, click on the page, click on Minden, there's softball, every story related to Minden softball. You want to know about Adams Central football, click on Adams Central, there's football, all the stories, the scores, the schedule, everything you want to know about all the schools in the area, the teams that are in their conference, and a lot more, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Plus, special treat if you're going to stop up at Jersey and have a half-pound burger inside for only $5.95. Come meet the starting quarterback's dad, Steve McNitt, in the house. He'll sign autographs for you all afternoon long. Steve McNitt with us here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill, so come meet the young starting quarterback's dad.
As most people on this show, he's ignoring you.
He is ignoring me, but he's right live and in person.
Danny, one more time, we had Chris Lovell yesterday on the program. talking about Big 12 and what's going on. Now it seems like Baylor just wants to know what Oklahoma's going to do is the latest story. If Oklahoma would stay in the Big 12, Baylor's going to say, go ahead, A&M, do what you want. If Oklahoma's not going to stay, Baylor's not going to be hanging around waiting to see who's going to pick them up. And that seems to be the inside story right now with the contraction and expansion of Big 12 and SEC and Pac-12.
You heard Chris Lovell, like you said yesterday, and if you missed any of our interviews all week long, they're on the podcast to get his thoughts, have and have nots. He's talking about it. Baylor's certainly in that have-not category. What do you bring to the organization? Missouri, I say the same thing. You don't bring anything to the SEC. That's why I can't see him going there. It's interesting. Yeah, Oklahoma does control Oklahoma State, and apparently Baylor. That's interesting. There's a three-pack going somewhere.
One thing I'd like to see happen today, Andy Roddick over Rafael Nadal. That would be so awesome. It's coming up later. Isner and Andy Murray are on the court now. Then they will follow, and the semifinals will be set after that, after Federer and Djokovic were winners yesterday. Daddy, before we get out of here, we were talking about those NFL games that you thought would be interesting to watch, and I think that one of the interesting ones to watch is going to be the Colts and the Texans. I want to see if Indianapolis can muster. I just have a feeling that Indianapolis can hang and win this football game tomorrow with Kerry Collins, and I'll be interested to see if that's the case or not. I think that's one of the interesting games to watch tomorrow. I want to see if the Kansas City Chiefs can come out and assert themselves. A game that if this was in Week 8, everybody would be saying the Chiefs are going to blow out the Bills. It's in Week 1. Kansas City needs to take last year's momentum and come out and beat what is now a perennial cellar dweller.
Yeah, watch Jamal Charles in this one. He's had 319 rushing yards his last two games versus the Bills. Could have a big day on Sunday.
San Diego always gets off to slow starts anymore. Can Minnesota go out there and make them do it again with Adrian Peterson, the best running back in the National Football League?
Yeah, it's certainly interesting to watch, but they're going to be stacking that box. They have a lot of people up there to stop Adrian Peterson, so they're going to have to throw it a little bit to loosen them up. Can McNabb do that?
Well, he should be able to. He knows how. I mean, yes, Pittsburgh-Baltimore should be a great game. You want to see if Detroit's going to get the job done. I don't understand. I think Michael Vick, he needs to come out and assert themselves in Philadelphia, roll St. Louis, although that wasn't one of my picks earlier in the week. Probably should have done that. What was I thinking? Let's get on out of here, Barrett. That is the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Jersey's. We're getting out of here for the radio show, but we're sticking around having some lunch here, and we invite you to do the same. Come out and enjoy their half-pound burger and a side. Only $5.95 lunch specials every day for under $6. Here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill, your place to watch the Huskers tomorrow and all the college and NFL games, where the games and the grills are always on. Major League Baseball, there's Bo Pelini on the Big Ten Network right now. So whatever you want to watch, they've got it for you here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Monday, we'll recap the Nebraska-Fresno State game, Bo Pelini's press conference, going to talk a little trap shooting. That's right, guns on the program Monday. And, of course, Tuesdays with Tony Harper and Daryl Moore. So wherever you're going, Broncos, Loafers, Huskers, or maybe even catching a doubleheader of those for three games, enjoy it. Have a great weekend. And Daddy, 2 days before Christmas for you.
Yeah, it really is. We all get started at noon on Sunday. All the big boys tee it off. Don't forget late night happy hour at Jersey's, 9 to 11, Monday through Thursday.
Want to thank Paul Leffler, voice of the Fresno State Bulldogs, for joining us today. Pat and the entire crew here up at Jersey for having us up on this Friday before the NFL season begins. So from the Midway Auto broadcast booth, this is the Doug and Daddy Show saying have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.